Some big touring musicians build their careers slowly over years. For Chris Stapleton, everything changed on one night. People in Nashville already knew him as a songwriter who wrote hits for some of the biggest names in country music. And then in 2015, his debut solo album swept the Country Music Awards. And he brought down the house performing this live duet with Justin Timberlake. Now Chris Stapleton has a new album. Our co-host Ari Shapiro talked to him.
The album is called From A Room, Volume 2. A Room is a specific place where Stapleton and other country artists recorded and wrote legendary songs going back decades.
Dolly Parton recordings, Waylon Jennings, Elvis, Chet Atkins, Jerry Reed. When you walk in there, you can feel all that. And so to get to record in there is always a treat.
Almost everything on this album comes from Stapleton's back catalog, which is huge. He's written literally hundreds of songs over the years. I asked him whether they come easily.
To me, if I'm not done with something in 2 or 3 hours, I'm probably not going to work too hard on it, because I don't think it should be that hard. If an idea and a song's really good, I think they will kind of write themselves, and the path is pretty clear. You know, there's a song called A Simple Song on here that really just came out of a conversation. I actually wrote it with my father-in-law. That song is basically a trading off of different life experiences or things that were going on at the time.
Trying to quit these cigarettes, I can't seem to kick them yet.
Which one of you is trying to quit smoking?
He quit smoking years ago, but he claims to still dream about it.
But I love my life, man, it's something to see. It's the kids and the dogs and you and me. It's the way it's all right. Everything goes wrong. It's the sound of a slow, simple song.
Some of the tracks on this album are songs that you wrote years ago. Was there anything that you pulled back out of the archives and heard in a different way than when you first wrote them?
I think anything you pull back out of the archives, you're going to hear in a different way than the day you write it. I mean, it's real easy to write a song in a day and think that you knocked it out of the park. It's a whole different thing to sit down a decade later and listen to that song that you wrote on that day objectively. I prefer the ones that have been around for 10 years and I can still listen to them and go, I still like to sing this. I still like to hear this. And I think if it passes that litmus test, then I think it's pretty safe to say the song's at least okay.
Give us an example from this CD.
I'll give you an example. I've been Midnight Train in Memphis on this record. I like that song so much, I've recorded it twice. I recorded it once with the Steel Drivers.
The Steel Drivers was your old band.
It was an old bluegrass band I used to be in.
Well, just look down, gave me 40 days. Instead of the fine that I could not pay.
We recorded that song in that band, but I've always continued to play that song even when I'm not in that band. And so it got time to, you know, be recording again. I was like, listen, I still play this song every night. We should record it.
About a decade later, you've now re-recorded it. Let's listen to how you did this differently. How would you describe the difference between those two versions?
One's got a banjo on it, and the other one's got a little Bo Diddley drums underneath it. You know, so it's still the same song at its core. It's just a song I've always loved, and I love to play it live. It always goes over live, and it was originally written more in my head, like we're doing it now, than what we did back with the Steel Drivers. But Richard Bailey's a master of being able to play a banjo on anything, so. He was able to take that song and turn it into what it was with the Steel Drivers.
Another key part of your musical process, your life, your touring, is your wife, Morgan Stapleton. And Rolling Stone called you the greatest unsung duo in modern country. I'm not sure if unsung is still accurate, but tell us about her role on this album.
Well, she's always instrumental in everything that we do, and she's the person that puts together the master list of songs because she probably knows my catalog better than anybody on the planet, better than I do.
She sings harmonies on a lot of these tracks.
Yeah, no, she's always singing harmonies. She's playing tambourine on the bulk of the percussion that you hear on here. That's her.
Let's listen to one of the tracks where Morgan's harmonies come across really beautifully.
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought and it can't be sold.
This is actually a cover, right? By Kevin Welch?
It is. It's one of my favorite Kevin Welch songs. And I've sung this song to myself in a room so many times that I always knew I would probably somewhere down the line be playing it in front of people. Hopefully you can hear how much I love it.
She's my treasure, so very rare. She made me a millionaire.
Your music is a brand of country that we haven't heard much on country music stations for a while. Generally, the radio is more pop than honky-tonk. Some people call it bro country. So why do you think your style is connecting with audiences right now?
You know, I can't really speak to why why people like what we do. Hopefully, they know that it's what we do is authentically us, and that goes over no matter what kind of music you're playing. Or, you know, people will kind of hear that and connect with that in ways that they wouldn't if you were trying to be something that you think might be popular. You know, that I think that's always a mistake in music, maybe even in life. Do something because it's in your heart and do something because it's what you're supposed to be doing.
You've written for so many different musicians, not only country music artists, Adele and other pop stars. To you, was it always a given that you would make country music?
Well, I've been in bluegrass bands, I've been in rock bands, and I've always been a touring musician in one capacity or another. I am from the country. I'm from East Kentucky. I am country. You can't take that out of me. So if you want to say that that makes it what I do, country music, then absolutely.
Never thought.
Chris Stapleton, the new album is called From A Room, Volume 2. It's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.